going to start right here?
Aaron Harper is hitting it off with these summer campers. But he'd rather be coaching them on chords and tempos.
Two good hits. Here's your bonus.
In June, Harper taught his last class in instrumental music in the school district of Yonkers, a suburb north of New York City. He and nearly 200 other teachers in Yonkers were laid off in June before the House of Representatives passed a bill that provides $10 billion so states can avoid teacher cutbacks.
When you don't fund education, district's going to have to do what they have to do. You know, Yonkers had to cut teachers to save money. I understand that. But still, at the same time, you have to support your children.
The jobs bill allocates money to each state. From New York, Yonkers will receive $6.5 million, which will save 90 teaching positions. It's up to school officials to decide who will be called back and who remains unemployed.
Will you hire back Aaron Harper?
Oh, it's a tough one. He's one of the individuals that we truly cherished here in the district.
Bernard Perazio is superintendent of the Yonkers School District.
When we came to a bare-bones budget, we have to make tough decisions. And unfortunately, we cut the things that make school special, like art, like music, like library.
The vote in the House of Representatives was largely along party lines, with Republicans saying the bill amounts to excessive government spending.
And I know a federal bailout is not the answer. Spending another $10 billion we do not have will not improve public education or protect the very best teachers.
In his old music room, new uniforms await Aaron Harper's marching orders. He started the school band 4 years ago. Harper now plays music anywhere he can while he waits for the final word on his job.
God knows that I love to teach. I love the opportunity to work with kids. I work with kids 365 days out of the year, you know. And the paycheck, yes, I was concerned about not being able to support my family. But more importantly, what really took over my emotions was, how are the kids going to take it?
Janitors in Yonkers are preparing for students to return in September, but no one knows yet how many teachers will be there to greet them. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Yonkers, New York.